You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Public health officials tell us Southeast Michigan is indeed in the throes of a major outbreak of hepatitis A, with 583 cases and 20 deaths in Southeast Michigan since August 2016. And at least a dozen restaurants in Southeast Michigan have been affected, which is putting a special focus on food workers. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith is with us now. Now, we know, Lindsay, there's a limited supply of the Hep A vaccine, so why are food workers such a priority right now?
Because you're seeing these notices that it's happening, and this is a disease that is transmitted, it's called via the fecal-oral route. Basically, the disease sheds and is spread in poop. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not really good about washing your hands, or if you touch something before you wash your hands, that can live on the surface for months. And so food workers handle other people's food. And so it's just the nature of their work. It's not that they are more prone to getting an infection.
State law requires food workers, all right, if you have a hepatitis A diagnosis or symptoms, you have to tell your employer, and then what?
You have to tell your employer. Your employer has to tell the health department. The health department, then you're not required to shut down, but you are required to do a whole disinfection procedure. And then the employee can return to work after a week or so after the symptoms come on. But there's no state law that says that you have to tell the public if there was an infection at, say, McDonald's in your neighborhood.
Now, that's surprising. I think a lot of people just went, say what?
It was surprising to me, too, that that wasn't required. But I think that there is a balancing act here. It definitely can and does hurt businesses that have been affected by this. And the thing is, too, the way the virus works, you're really the most highly infectious before you have symptoms. So once the food worker comes down with it, once we already know that it's happening, they're not spreading it anymore. So it doesn't really do any good to say, put a bad name on this particular business. What is important is that you know when that person was highly infectious and you're able to get the public notice to people that were in that restaurant during that period of time, which could have been a month ago.
And the chances of that, especially if you're talking some fast food restaurant with so many people in and out, good luck.
That's where they put out the public notice. And most of the health departments, I should say, that I talk to say that they have always put these out and that businesses are working with them.
Now, as you tell us in your story, Oakland County is hosting a couple vaccination clinics for restaurant workers this week. And now we know why they're at priority target. Who else is deemed high risk?
The state is suggesting homeless people, people who abuse substances, drug users, people that have underlying liver problems, because it's really a liver disease, food workers, men who have sex with men. But I would also suggest inmates, people who are incarcerated, healthcare workers, people who might be exposed to hepatitis A when they come in to the doctor. Another one that I've seen in studies is childcare workers, people that work with kids, because kids generally don't show symptoms if they catch it. So they can kind of be one of these spreaders. And we know, I don't know, I have a 3-year-old. They're very bad at washing their hands and wiping and all that kind of stuff. So,
and I know the vaccine's in two doses, but the public health folks just want people to at least make sure they get in for that first one.
It is very important to help curb the outbreak, because having just one dose can curb an infection for years. So if you haven't been able to get that second dose or whatever, don't let that scare you. Oh, I have to go get two doses. Just go get one. Most healthcare plans will cover it. Even if it doesn't, it's $36-ish, somewhere around there.
Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith. As always, thanks, Lindsay.
Not a problem.